Log Talk Radio.
The treatment I get, Deeb, you know, I mean, just the treatment I get. It's insane. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Yep, this is show 396.
A lot of shows.
A lot of shows. 400's coming up, man.
It's 2016. 6 years of shows, kid.
Wow, and it's been that long?
Since 2016 I came on here with you guys.
Jeez.
Bring that up with Robbie. Miss being part of this team, Rob?
Broadcasting from Cincinnati, you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news in the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
He's just cold-blooded, man. Just cold-blooded, man. What's wrong with you?
I got to keep it real. You know that.
All right, guys, we're live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we're going to talk about it right here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. And we got a great show for you today. And if you want to call and ask questions, 323-870-3857. And tonight, we're going to tell you about another upcoming fight for the Undisputed Championship. Beeb, I love this. I love the fact that they're starting to, you know, pull all the championships and make an Undisputed Champion. That way you know who the best is. There's no two ways about it. You know who the best is. So we got another one coming up, and I'm going to tell you about it later. But first, we're going to get started with ESPN, the main event, baby, the main event. Listen, let me tell you something. I love that Top Rank is showing Ohio so much love. Jared, Big Baby Anderson versus Miljan Rovacannon, the main event on the ESPN for the second time in a month. An Ohio fighter is featured in the main event. Last time it was Duke Reagan, now it's Jared Big Baby Anderson. To headline an ESPN card with only 12 fights, Reagan only had five or six fights? It's insane, right? The love, Beeb, that they're showing Ohio is second to none. Main event, son. Jared Anderson, baby, main event. That being said, man, this fight was all Jared Anderson, you know, as we expected. I mean, we knew that. I mean, it's Jared Anderson, next heavyweight champion. Miljan Rovacannon, really didn't, you know, he did his best. I'm not going to say he did. Guy did his best. He was there to fight. But, guys, you're fighting a guy from Titletown. Nobody expects anything huge from him. You know what I mean? Rovacannon was outclassed here in every way. Jared Anderson moves like a middleweight. He is so slick in there. We're not used to seeing a heavyweight move like this, Beeb, and he's got power.
Very fluid. Very fluid.
Very fluid. Do you see this guy? I mean, really, all kidding aside, man, he moves like a middleweight. He's hard to hit. He's rangy. You know, he's got really good. He's got good defense. He's sharp, and he's a sharp puncher, and he knows how to finish. He knows how to finish, man. And to me, this guy's the best heavyweight in the division right now. I think he beats Tyson Fury right now. That's right. You know, okay, now you laughed, and Maestro laughed. Let me tell you this. It was a rumor that he knocked out Tyson Fury in sparring. That's why in that third fight they had to move it back a few months. That's right. Remember Tyson Fury pulled out of that fight? Huh? You know why? You know who was a sparring partner there? Baby Anderson. That's right. Big Baby Anderson was a sparring partner, son. That happened. You remember when the rumor was when Errol Spence gave Floyd Mayweather the black eye and then knocked Adrian Broner out cold in sparring? Remember those rumors? Hey, what happened? They came out to be true.
Let me just say one thing. This show is called Ringside Reporter. It's not called Ringside Rumor Report.
I know the people in the know. I heard firsthand that's what happened.
Don't turn this show into National Enquirer, please.
I'm just saying.
Don't do that. Don't go down that
road. I heard from the people in the know that's what happened.
Don't turn this show into World Star Hip Hop, okay, please.
In the second round, It took only two rounds, Beebe, two rounds. In the second round, he clocked Robert Cannon with a huge overhand right that put him down and ended the fight. I don't know if he didn't see the punch coming or what, but it was a hard shot. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was right on the button. Did it look like did it look like to you that Robert Cannon could have got up?
No. When you look at the replay, you could see. Once you see that head snap,
it looked like he was trying to get up, and like it looked like he had his, you know, looked like you look in his eyes, he looked like he had it, and it looked like he was trying to get up and then just didn't. You know what I mean? But again, man, you're right. That punch hit him right on the button, and I'll tell you what, even if he couldn't get up, even if he could get up, I would have stayed down too, man. There's no shame in that. I mean, you're talking about a guy from Ohio, man. You ain't getting up. I mean, you're not getting past that guy anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know,
yeah, absolutely. You know I'm staying down.
Take one to the team. I'm not getting on.
Absolutely. I'm like that one guy that fought F.A. Ajogba who just left the ring before the fight started.
That was hilarious. That was the best of all time.
Hey, did I don't know if I told you guys or not. Did I mention that Jared Anderson's from Toledo, Ohio? He's from Titletown, Ohio, son.
A couple times you did, yeah.
Did I? I didn't know if I mentioned that or not.
Couple
times. This is kind of like the ESPN broadcast where they, you know, they say that Nico Ali Walsh is Ali's grandson.
About 30,000 times.
About 30,000 times. And, you know, what was it? Tim Bradley was saying that that Jared Anderson reminded him of Riddick Bowe. And I think that's good. I think he's right a little bit there, but I think he's more fluid than Bowe. I think he's better than Bowe. I think he could fight on the inside. He could fight on the outside. He's better defensively than Riddick Bowe. And then Kriegel jumps in. He says, well, he's not that good yet. Why don't you pump the brakes and, you know, respect. Shut up, Kriegel. I can't stand Mark Kriegel. Why don't you go do a piece on an emotional piece on somebody. You know what I mean? You know, he always does those stupid pieces.
Yeah.
And, it tries to tug at your heartstrings. I can't stand Kriegel.
Go do a piece on why dolphins make those funny noises.
Yeah, right. Go do something like that. Go make somebody cry, all right? Whatever you do to, you know, when you're not here, you know. I cannot stand Mark Kriegel. I don't like his face. That being said, Beebe, what were your thoughts on Jared Anderson last night?
Well, he's coming off of a layoff. You know, he tried some different things in there. He went southpaw. When he went southpaw, he looked like he was getting hit a little bit, but made the adjustment. I think he's a very athletic guy. I think he's very explosive. I think he's quick. I like how he varies up his offense. He's not afraid to go to the body. He'll fight you up close. He can fight you at a distance. He knows how to shorten up his shots. Got pretty decent range in terms of his reach, so he can fight well on the outside as well. So I think he's got the the tools, but we just have to see him in there, obviously, with better competition. But the potential is definitely there, without a question.
Kevin Fuentes is saying, Torres is a better Olympic silver medalist and already beat Jared in the amateurs. Son, get used to it. This is pros. Big, big difference. Big difference, son.
Yeah, images approach. Henry Tillman beat Mike Tyson twice in the amateurs too.
What about that dude that beat Shakur Stevenson then lost his first pro fight?
Yeah, I mean, Henry Tillman beat Mike Tyson twice in the amateurs, beat him out of the Olympic Games.
Geez.
And Henry Tillman was an Olympic gold medalist. Then when he fought Mike Tyson in the pros, he got knocked out in one round.
Yeah, and Henry Tillman, let me tell you what, Henry Tillman was a very good professional. He's a very good amateur, a very good professional. And then look at Howard Davis. Howard Davis is another one, probably arguably one of the best amateurs around. Breland, one of the best amateurs around. You know,
he was in the 1984 Olympics with Sugar Ray Leonard, and I guess he won the most outstanding boxer in the Olympics that year.
Yeah, he sure did. And when he was in the pros, Aaron Pryor was a sparring partner. He got fired from beating him up in sparring.
Yeah,
Aaron Pryor, animal son.
Guy from here, Dana Rosenblatt, actually knocked out Howard Davis Jr. in the pros as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a different animal.
1976, yeah. I don't know why I said 1984. I was thinking of the Mark Breland one.
Yeah.
Why did I say 1984?
Wasn't Tillman on the 84 team?
Tillman, I think,
was he on the 88 team?
I think he was on the 88 team, Tillman.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the 84 team, you had that was the one with Whitaker and Meldrick Taylor, Holyfield.
That was the 84 team.
Yeah, that was that one. But Howard Davis in that one?
No, he
you're
was
saying Howard Davis was in 76.
76,
that's what the Stinks, because
yeah.
Pryor was an alternate. That was Stinks, Sugar Ray. Yeah, I gotcha.
That was 76, yeah. Sometimes I get the when I think of 84 and 76, because those are the two best Olympics for me.
Kodaly Buddy Yang, I hope I'm butchering that name, and I do apologize. We'll call him KB. He said Robeson Ramirez was a good fighter, even if Stevenson was better. Absolutely. Robeson Ramirez is a very good fighter, no question. But he lost his pro debut. Listen, that doesn't mean anything. I'm just saying it's a different animal in the pros than it is in amateurs. That's all.
Yeah.
So just because that guy beat him in the amateurs. Let me tell you what, who was the guy you were talking about earlier? Jalalov is an unbelievable fighter, and he's an unbelievable prospect.
Yeah, he's a gold
that
medal.
Guy, yeah, and he tore up Torres in that gold medal round. Yeah, that guy, let me tell you what, I think him and Jared Anderson are really the future right there. Jared Anderson is getting more publicity. I would love to see Jalalov fight here, maybe catch on with a promotion here so he can get a little bit more notoriety. Because that guy is really good, man. That guy is really good. He can box. He can punch. He's just solid.
Which Olympic team do you think was better? The 76, when you had the Sphinx brothers, you had Sugar Ray Leonard, you had Howard Davis, or the 1984, where you had Pernell Whitaker, Meldrick Taylor, Mark Breland. Russia wasn't there. I have to say maybe the
Russia
76.
Wasn't there, and Cuba wasn't the same as they are now. Cuba's kind of taken over, but Russia's making a comeback. But the Russian team was a stronger team back then in 76. They had to fight. Cuba was in there. I think Cuba was there.
Yeah,
Russia
76
was there.
Had a tougher comp.
They had, yeah, and it's
no headgear either. No headgear in 76.
True. It's tougher. It's tough to say the 84. Let me tell you what, the 84 team is the best Olympic team, boxing team, I think, in history. But they didn't have the Russian team to fight, and that's a big deal.
They probably won more gold medals in the 76, but the caveat, as you say, was because of the that not having the Russians there, and the Cubans weren't there either. I think too, right?
I don't. I thought the Cubans were there, but I'm not 100% sure.
I have to go back and look at that. The Russians I know weren't there, and I can't remember if the Cubans weren't there either. But yeah, the Russians were good back then too.
Yeah, the Russians. Yeah, they were actually the team to beat back then. Cuba's the team to beat now, and now you got a bunch of the Europeans. I tell you what, we talked about this earlier before we came on the show. The Europeans, like Kazakhstan, who was the other one? Help me out here, Beeb. Ukrainian, obviously the Ukraine team, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, those countries are really making a lot of good fighters now.
Yeah.
A lot of those fighters are going to the MMA now, and they're all well-schooled.
So if you don't,
they're
going to
be here for a long time.
So all those countries weren't there in 1984?
No. In 84, Russia, like I said, Russia wasn't there. I'm assuming that none of those guys, because Russia was like one country then. They hadn't split up.
They were the Soviet Union back then.
They were the Soviet Union. So you had
all those countries
under
yeah.
one banner, right.
Yeah. So technically, right. statistically, you can argue that they won the most gold medals because Breland won a gold medal, Meldrick Taylor won a gold medal, and
Tyrell Biggs, Tyrell Biggs won it.
Tyrell Biggs won a gold medal.
Holyfield got a bronze.
Got a bronze, and then in the 76, Sugar Ray Leonard and both Sphinx brothers won gold, and so did Howard Davis.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, because like I said, Russia wasn't.
I'm going to say the 76 was a better team.
I got to go with the 76, honestly, because, again, I mean, they may have won more.
We'll do a poll in the chat. Who had a better
Olympics? That'd be interesting. Because, again, because of that boycott, that led to, and the U.S. dominated that year, on medals, on the medal count and everything like that. So
some of the people in the chat weren't even born in 76. It's not even a fair question.
Oh, no, man.
We'll ask them anyways. Maybe they did the research.
Oh, that's horrible, man. How old are we, man? Jesus.
We're like older than dirt.
Dinosaurs. Louis Reyes wants to know, what was his ring walk talking about Jared Anderson? Man, I tell you what, if that ain't style, I don't know what is, boy. He looked like Ric Flair coming out there, all the shine. Look at that, man. That's unbelievable. Louis Reyes was born in 1980.
Ah, fuzzy.
Just a boy.
He was in his playpen when
I know, right? Exactly.
I was born in 69. What year are you born?
73. So I'm 49, and yeah. How about when Robbie, I'm still a baby of the group. How about that at 49?
Robbie's like one of those old seashells you find at the beach. He's ancient.
That's all right, though. You look younger than me, so I don't, you know, I'm younger, but you look younger, so there you go. I'd rather have
the same age. We're about the same age.
That's it. I'd rather have those youthful looks, man, trust me. I got all this gray now, you know.
The honey dips like the skin, you know, they like the smooth skin.
The smooth skin. Moisturize.
They like it. They like the exfoliation. Exfoliation skills.
There was some talk after the fight that he wants to fight Filip Ergovic. Jared Anderson really wants that fight. I don't think Ergovic wants that fight, to be honest with you, and I don't blame him. Somebody in the chat, let me see, said that Kubrat Pulev would be a good fight for him. I don't mind that fight. Any name heavyweight at this point, but I think you got to watch it, though. He's 12 fights in. Just slow it down. He doesn't need to be rushed. Bring him along. Top Rank is really good at doing that, too, about bringing people along. So I like that. Just don't rush him. Let him, you know, he's gonna develop. He's going to be a champion, so there you go.
Yeah, he's with the right promoter, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, they're not going to try to rush him or anything like that. So hopefully that's the case. So there you go. And in the co-main event, I guess you can call this like a swing bout because it was after the main event. That's Jose Pedraza and Richard Comey. They fought to a draw here. It was a good fight. It was a, you know, it's two different styles. You got a guy coming at you, a pressure type fighter, and then you got a guy that's going to sharpshoot you. But he's not a Floyd Mayweather type of sharpshooter. He's not a Pernell Whitaker type of sharpshooter, but he's good. Don't get me wrong. He's very, very qualified fighter. Both these guys, former champions, by the way. These guys fought to a draw. Scores were 97-93 Pedraza, 96-94 Comey, 95-95 a draw. I had it 96-94 for Comey, but I can't really argue a draw either way.
Oh, but wow, you had Comey up.
I had Comey up, but
yeah, I had 96-94 Pedraza.
Could you 97-93? I thought was a little wide.
That was crazy, yeah.
I thought that was crazy. A little wide, man, because I tell you,
yeah.
I thought that Comey got a lot of the earlier rounds. Pedraza would spot a round, you know, like he would take the second round or something like that, or he would take a round here, a round there.
Yeah, I got my scorecard. Let's pull my scorecard.
But 9 and 10 were definitely Pedraza rounds, I thought.
Yeah, I think I gave Pedraza the last four. I gave Pedraza 7, 8, 9, and 10. I gave him the last four rounds. And then I gave Pedraza the first, and I gave him the fourth.
I gave Comey the first. Yeah, I gave Comey the first, second, third.
Okay. I gave Comey the second, the third, and the fifth, and the sixth. But you gave him the first, and you gave him what? Did you give him
first, second, and third. I'm trying to think if – did I give him the fourth? I don't know because I didn't have it, like, written down. I was doing it on – I did it on paper because I was at the hospital. So – Yeah,
but it was a close fight. It was close.
It was very close. Is this something? I mean, like, you know, I tell you what, Comey ran out of gas in this fight, and I don't know. I think it's unfair to say he ran out of gas. He ran out of gas because of those body shots that Pedraza was putting in. Pedraza put in a lot of body work, man. I think, what did they say? Going into the fifth round, I think they said it was like 40, what is it, 45 to 10 body shots connect. You know, Comey had only had 10 body shots versus 46 for the other, for Pedraza.
Yeah.
It was a good fight, man. It was. It was a really, it was a good fight. It was a close fight. It was one of those. And if it had, I tell you, you know what would have finished this? If it had 12 rounds. If
yeah,
it had 12 rounds,
only a 10 rounder.
Pedraza wins this fight easy.
He had the momentum.
He had the momentum. He had everything going his way.
And Pedraza had some success when there was some space. Like when he was up close, he would drop a body shot, but then he would kind of spin out, slide back. I just think when Comey was in his chest and started smothering him, that's when Comey had the success. Because Comey has a really good way of shortening up that right hand when he's up close, and he can generate a lot of power. He's got a beautiful right hand.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and he connected a lot with that right hand, but it was going away. You know what I mean? He rolled with the punches.
Yeah.
Pedraza is difficult to hit.
Yeah, Comey's not great from the outside.
No.
And he likes to fight, like, in the pocket. He likes to slug it out. He likes exchanges. He doesn't like having to chase you. He likes like, trapping his opponents on the ropes and corners and stuff. He doesn't like playing that cat and mouse game. He's not really good at it. And I think as the fight wore on, Pedraza was making him play that cat and mouse game with that stick and move type style at the end. Like you said, he was pot shotting a little bit from the outside towards the end. And he kind of stepping back instead of stepping to Comey. So let Comey come to you, in other words. And when he was doing that, he was running Comey into a lot of counter shots.
Lots of counter body shot speed.
Yeah.
And that was the thing, you know, that's the thing that you don't see a lot. I mean, he put a lot of work into that body, but a lot of counter work into that body. Typically, you see him counter over the top, you know.
Yeah, because Comey sometimes, he gets a little bit over anxious and he overshoots that right hand. And when you lean in, you're exposing that body right underneath your right fist, like your arm, the right arm. So once you expose yourself like that, I mean, he was there. He was open. So.
Yeah. G-Funky says that Comey forced a lot of exchanges early on. He did. He really did. And I thought that's what I got him off to an early start because he was coming forward. And I told my dad, we were watching this fight, and I said, you know what? I said, Pedraza has to put Comey on the back foot. He's got to go forward and push Comey back. Comey can't fight going backwards. And every time he did that, he's winning the round. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, G-Funky says, he forced a lot of exchanges early on. Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. What's next here? What's next here for these guys? I mean, so, you know, we got a draw here. Do we really need to see this fight again? I mean, listen, it was a good fight.
You hate rematches.
I hate rematches.
Unless they're UFC rematches.
I love UFC rematches. I hate these
types of rematches.
I hate boxing rematches. I don't know why. But
I don't know why either.
Do we really need to see this fight again?
Do we need to? Probably not. But Pedraza said he would give. He's open to giving Comey a rematch. So I wouldn't. I did not think the fight was going to be this entertaining. I thought it was a very entertaining fight. It was better than I thought. So I'll be honest. I wouldn't mind a rematch. But is it necessary? No, because this wasn't for like a mandatory spot or anything.
That's the thing, man. Like. Yeah.
I hate to be disrespectful, but is either one of these guys going to be a player at 140 at this point?
No, neither one of them are going to be a player. Neither one of them. Because they talked about, like, if Pedraza won, they were going to put him up against Teofimo, I guess, on Heisman night or something like that. You know, ESPN
doesn't
have a Heisman card.
They probably still will.
Yeah, I mean, because he knocked out Comey, you know. I mean, I don't know. I don't really need to see the fight again. But I tell you what, if they do make this fight again, they ought to put it on if they do a pay-per-view card, it should be on a pay-per-view card. Because that's a fight that's like, okay, I'd watch that. You know, we know that's going to be a good fight. Because a lot of times they put nonsense on a pay-per-view card, and we'll talk about that later. But, you know, it's a good fight, you know, and it's a fight people seen. So, you know, I think that would be good. G-Funky says co-feature on the next Teofimo card. Yeah, but then who does Teofimo fight next? You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Omar Rodriguez said the rematch only makes sense if it's for a mandatory position. Yeah,
yeah,
there's nothing there. There's nothing there.
There's nothing. There's no significance to having a rematch. So.
Yeah, exactly. Efe Ajagba fought last night. He fought Joseph Darmos. Ajagba scored a second-round KO here. It was all one-sided. The fight I want to see is Efe Ajagba versus Jared Anderson. It's an easy fight to make. They're both with top rank. I think that's a good fight to make. I think that's an exciting fight to make. That's the fight I'd like to see. And I think that's a good step up for Anderson. I really do.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah. I think that's a good fight for him. I really do.
I do not hate it whatsoever.
And the Silver Olympics, Torres was on that card. He won by second-round knockout, too, so he's off to a great start. I think he's 5-0 now, so he's off to a really good start. So I like when the Olympians do well.
I do, too.
I really do, because it makes it more interesting. You know, it really does. And all those Olympic guys, they come out and they win belts, man. Look at Errol Spence, you know? I mean, he comes out, Olympics, wins a belt. They're all good. They're all so good. God, those guys are talented. And that was it pretty much for this weekend, man. That was the card. So not a whole lot going on this weekend, but we did have a good fight. So that's good. And you guys got to see Jared Anderson. So what more do you guys want, man? That guy, you got to see the future right there.
Slow weekend, huh?
Yeah. Well, wait till I tell you about next weekend. So September 3rd, Saturday from Hermosillo, Mexico on DAZN. Juan Francisco Estrada versus R.G. Cortez, 12 rounds for Estrada's WBC franchise junior bantamweight title. WBC franchise junior bantamweight title. Wait, franchise? You can't defend that.
I can't stand franchise.
Yeah, this is so stupid.
You've got to get rid of that.
This is so stupid. I mean, for real. You're not even supposed to be able to defend a franchise belt.
He keeps making the rules up as he goes along. It's just aggravating.
They're terrible, man. They're just terrible.
I know. No one's giving the 76 Olympics team any
credit. No, they're not giving them any credit, son.
None of these kids were born, man. I'm a 69 baby.
Because
he was born in freaking 84, this kid. Fucking kid's 12. Of course he's going to like the 84 team, because he's 12. Little bastard.
Erica Cruz on that same undercard here versus Jelena Mrnjanovic. 10 rounds for Cruz's WBA featherweight title. A couple of ladies fighting there. Hector Flores versus Sivanathi Nanshinga. 12 rounds for the vacant IBF flyweight title. Let me tell you what. DAZN raised their prices. They better put on better fights than this, because this ain't cutting it. I'll tell you that right now. This ain't cutting it, son.
A lot of people are dipping out, too, man.
You know what? I don't blame them.
People are just buying, like, they're buying the pay-per-views, and they're not paying the monthly subscription. Someone in the UK, told me that they don't have the ability to buy the whole year up front like we do. I guess because, once again, like I said, they're the best boxing fans in the world. They don't have to do that with them over there, because they don't dip in and out like the
US. Oh yeah,
the US.
Yeah, you know, like
we're hard consumers, son.
We're hard consumers. If I can watch that fight on YouTube, you know I'm going there.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, man, I want to see Juan Francisco Estrada get somebody. Come on, man, let's see some fights here, man. That's not going to cut it, man. You're going to charge this much money, you better start putting on some fights, man. You remember HBO back in the day? They used to have really good fights. When there was a fight on HBO, it was going to be good, you know. And we were paying for that. We're paying for this, and this is what we're getting. Nonsense.
Some of these HBO boxing after dark cards are better than these DAZN cards.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
DAZN has been very inconsistent, especially this year.
Yeah. Adelie Pennant in the chat says, does anyone care about the WBC Bridgerweight division? No. No, because it's not a real division. I don't care. It's not a real division. Nobody else has Bridgerweight. Nobody. And what is Bridgerweight anyway? You named it after that one kid. Listen, and whatever. What happened to that kid was
take
bad.
Take it easy now. Take it easy now.
Yeah, listen, I'm not trying to get me too here. I'm just saying.
Please, take it easy.
What happened to that kid? I don't want to get canceled. I'm just saying, what happened to that kid? Tragedy. It's tragic. Nobody should ever have to go through that. And that kid is a hero for what he did with that dog. All right? That being said, why do you name a division after him? That makes no sense, all right? The kid's not a boxer. Doesn't make any sense, all right? It's a feel-good story. Gotcha. I get it. Nobody cares about this division. My guess, it'll be gone in 2 years. That's my guess.
Probably be gone in 2 years.
Be gone in 2 years. Nobody else cares about it. No other sanctioning body has that weight. Nobody cares about it, son.
Okay.
You care?
Like Sonny and Bronxdale. Nobody cares. Remember Sonny and Bronxdale?
Nobody cares.
Nicky Mano don't care about you. Why you care about him? Is he going to pay your rent?
Is he going to pay your rent?
Nobody cares.
And then September 4th, why this is a thing still, I got no idea. And if they put that Errol Spence fight on a Sunday, I might choke somebody. All right, that'll be on a Saturday.
Whoa, you're over the top.
Way over the top.
First
you're
bashing kids, now you're threatening people?
Bashing kids?
Jesus Christ.
I'm not bashing
the
kids.
That's what put you under surveillance. You're a threat to society at this point.
I wasn't bashing the kid, man.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, man.
This is blasphemous.
The dog might not have been that big. I'm just saying, whatever. Sunday, September 4th from L.A. on Fox pay-per-view. By the way, $74.99 for this dumpster fire. For this dumpster fire right here, I'm going to run this down. Andy Ruiz Jr. versus Louis Ortiz, 12 rounds heavyweight. Undercard, Isaac Cruz in the co-main events versus Eduardo Ramirez, 12 rounds lightweight. Jose Valenzuela versus Jezreel Corrales, 10 rounds lightweights. Abner Mares versus Miguel Flores, 10 rounds featherweights. Joey Spencer on the card versus Kelvin Salgado, 10 rounds junior middleweights. Friend of the show, which I'll see for free because he's not going to make the pay-per-view. Rais Aleem versus Mike Plania, 10 rounds junior featherweights. Beeb, $74 for this. Is it worth it?
Of course it is. It's a great card, man. I'm going to support these guys, man.
Jesus. Are they paying your rent? You're paying their rent. Buy so far one. He bought it already.
He bought it already. Come on. How could you not buy this event, man? It's gonna be a huge upset. Luis Ortiz is gonna beat Andy Ruiz, man.
Who cares? Ortiz is like 80 years old.
And he's gonna be able to fight Deontay Wilder for a third time. Aren't you excited about that?
Oh my God. You know what? I don't even care about this fight. I'll be honest with you. Who cares? Listen, if it was on regular TV, totally watch it. Totally watch it. On
pay-per-view?
No, I'm not gonna buy this pay-per-view. I'll watch it on TikTok or something like that. I ain't buying this pay-per-view, son. Come on, son. Ain't nobody buying this pay-per-view.
Show some respect.
He forked it out and paid in advance.
Show some respect. TikTok.
Right,
baby, just hit the remote control, baby. Boom. Hurt you.
In the bank. Off
$74
for that dumpster fire card. It's a dumpster fire card, too. It really is. I mean, they got some good names on there. Nothing crazy.
Edmund Harris is returning. Aren't you excited about that?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
He's coming from behind the announcer's booth and back into the ring, Daddy. What a story that is. You don't care?
He should have stayed behind the announcer's booth, all right?
Whoa, the guy's got to make a living.
Oh, there's always Barber College. I don't know what to tell you, son. He shouldn't be.
Barber College.
I mean, come on.
How dare you? Trying to say he's got to go get a job at Supercuts? How dare you?
Supercuts.
That's not fair. Pay minimum wage at Supercuts, for Christ's sake.
Supercuts. All right. 530 Ringside Robert. That's it. That's it for next weekend. That's it.
Right.
Robbie,
yeah,
did you
hello,
buy that
guys.
KSI
How
pay-per-view
are
yesterday? Hey, did you buy that KSI pay-per-view yesterday, Robert? Did you buy the KSI
no.
pay-per-view yesterday for
$10? No, I know I did
no.
not.
$10?
You liar.
I heard you bought it.
Liar.
No, I did not.
You did buy it.
I heard you did.
You
no,
did.
I did
Put
not.
Put Mrs. Herrick on the phone. I want to ask her. I don't believe you for a second.
But I am going to buy next week.
Are you really?
Yep.
Tell Eric.
You're buying the – why would you buy that fight, Robert?
Eric, I'm going to buy both the Andy Ruiz fight and I'm going to buy the Canelo fight.
How are you going to fit that in the budget, Robert? I thought you were living on
the
budget.
He's been stripping on the weekends.
No, I do live on the budget.
You're going to cancel your subscription to Pornhub.com?
Oh, my
That's
God.
Expensive. That's expensive.
Oh, my God.
How much do you pay? Hey, Robert, seriously, how much do you pay for Pornhub a month?
Oh, my God.
Are you going to cancel all those OnlyFans accounts that you all those OnlyFans subscriptions that you have?
Browsers? You paying for browsers?
Right.
I heard that's real expensive.
I don't know what's wrong with you two. I really don't.
I ain't doing nothing.
You couldn't
I
even
really
afford
don't.
$10 to buy a KSI pay-per-view yesterday?
Yeah, for real. Why didn't you buy the KSI
on,
pay-per-view?
I slept in. I didn't want to get up that early.
Come on, Robbie. Enough of the excuses.
I know. Who do you got in this fight, Andy Ruiz or Louis Ortiz?
Andy Ruiz is going to win.
Well, thanks for that breakdown, Robert. Beep, what about you? Who do you got?
Here's the thing about Andy Ruiz. He's just so up and down, hot and cold. I wasn't impressed with his last fight against Chris Arreola.
No.
I agree.
I think he's got slow feet.
Yep.
Fast hands, slow feet. And you got Luis Ortiz, who's got pretty quick hands and decent feet, but maybe you have to give Ruiz the edge in foot speed. Ruiz is the guy who likes to get on the inside. So you got the guy who's going to be coming forward, but then you got Luis Ortiz, who's a very good counterpuncher, very crafty, sneaky guy, and he's got some power as well. I think Ortiz is going to outfox him. I think he's going to outfox him with a lot of subtle movement. He's going to be he's going to be setting traps, and I think Luis, he's a come forward guy, very aggressive, but I don't know, man. I'm just seeing something's missing from Andy Ruiz right now. You know, like I said, he had a good performance against Joshua. He had that good performance against Joseph Parker, but many times he's looked ordinary in fights.
I don't think his heart's in it anymore. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I don't think
his heart's in it anymore.
I think that spark is missing. You know what I mean? There's just that spark is missing.
And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. You know, I mean, you go there and you beat Anthony Joshua. You got all
he's
that.
Got,
you know, he's
yeah.
got so much money, and he got so much
he's got money
in
that
match.
Got money now.
Like, bought his mom a house, bought himself a house, and all these toys and everything like that. Hell, you know what? I don't blame him. I don't blame him. You know,
brand new snow cone machine at the house. I mean, what else does he need?
Which is good. It's a very good purchase, by the way.
Eric, if you don't have your heart in it, then why continue to do it? You got to ask yourself
for the money.
That.
What do you mean? Where the money? You're talking about it. Listen, it's not like you're going there getting paid minimum wage, son. You're talking about a pay-per-view.
No.
You know how much he's getting paid for
no,
this?
But,
a lot.
What kind
but,
of question is that, Robbie?
Yeah, what's
no,
why is
but,
he still doing it?
You
think he's doing it for his legacy?
Buddy, if you're a professional boxer.
You think this ABC Wild World of Sports are doing it for the thrill of victory?
Oh, my God.
Joe,
you're on a roll today. You're on roll today.
Remember that movie Rounders? Remember that movie Rounders with Matt Damon?
Yeah.
You got all the moves, but you don't get the stones to play them. And he goes, listen, I don't play for the thrill of victory. I play for money.
My kid.
I got rings. I got alimony. My kid eats off the money I make here. Tell Kanish what she's doing it for, and he'll lay it down just like that. His kid's got to eat, Robert. Just like Andy Ruiz's kid's got to eat.
What about Teddy KGB?
Yeah. And by the way, for those that are younger, the 76 team is much better than the 84 team, people. Go back.
Let's not get carried away.
I
would
get carried away. I
was
much better.
Let's not say much better.
Yeah, I'm much better, son. Come on.
Well, I'll put it this way. They are the two best boxing teams that this country has produced.
All right, don't try to cover it up, man.
I like the
76 team better, and I'm a little biased, and I'll tell you why. My favorite fighter of all time was on the 76 team, Sugar Ray Leonard, so that's why I'm a little biased. But then you have the Sphinx brothers, too,
Sugar
man.
Ray, sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. What's the matter with you?
They have to be so shallow
all the time. Really, Eric? You have to be that way.
You buy a Sugar Ray clothes, too?
You're getting worse than this crusty old man on the line right now. I mean, don't even go into that realm.
Oh, my God, Eric. You're bad. Don't even go there.
Same.
Don't go there. So, Robbie, you like the 76 team better, too?
Yes, I do. You have to be old enough to understand how good the 76 team was. Don't get me wrong. The 84 team was fantastic. I mean, I remember when Mark Breland showed up at the Olympics, and nobody really knew who he was back then, and then he basically took over his division and ended up being successful. Mark Breland, you know, the one that...
Who's Mark Breland?
Who is Mark Breland, dude?
Seriously, who is he?
Does anybody know who he is? Robbie, were you on that show when he said that?
Yes, I was.
Were you on that show when he said that?
Yes, I was.
That was hilarious.
I'll never forget that. That was fucking hilarious. Oh, my God. How can anybody who follows boxing doesn't know who Mark Breland is? And I believe I even said that when he took my call. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Yeah. You know, it's like, you know. But, no, because I'm old enough, I definitely like the 76 team. 84 was wonderful, but in my opinion, the 76 team was better.
In fairness, all these people in the chat that voted to 84, they weren't even born in 76. So
This is a skewed poll.
This poll is skewed. I think I'm going to take it down because it's so skewed.
Well, hey, Joe.
Because it wasn't going your way.
Well, Joe,
You got a bunch of Gen Zs in the chat voting on this poll. It's skewed. Go ahead, Robbie. I'm sorry.
Well, Joe.
In fairness, I was three at the time, so.
I was born in 64, so I was 12 years old when 76 occurred, so I remember it very well.
When was I in 76? Born in 69? I was seven.
Yeah. So you rolled up to remember that. You remember that.
I was watching the Olympics when I was seven.
Yeah. On that black and white TV?
They had the big wooden. Robbie, do you remember those big wooden box console televisions when we were kids?
How did we even see the Olympics back then? I mean, you know how like now it's on like every channel on the internet. We can watch whatever we want to watch, you know?
Yeah.
But how do we used to watch the Olympics back then? Like, especially like the boxing. That was like so few and far between.
Remember back then a lot of their stuff was tape delayed. We had to watch it on tape delay later. You know.
Well, you remember the 1980 team, the hockey team?
Yeah.
That took place at like 2 o'clock or something like that. They weren't going to show it until 8 o'clock.
That's right.
Nobody knew because that's not the way the news went. You know what I mean?
That's right.
That was incredible. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was electric.
Yeah.
Remember the ABC Wild World of Sports, Robbie? You remember that?
Oh my God. Yeah. I grew up with that all the time, and I used to love all the boxing.
How did that song go? How did the song go? Can you hum the song? I can't remember how the song goes.
I don't remember how the song went, but I love that show.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
And before that,
they'd be like the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, and they show the guy like on the ski slope like crashing.
That's crazy.
Hey, Robert, how much do you pay a month for the Bang Bus?
Eric, I don't pay for any of that crap. Give me a break.
So Robbie, on Saturday nights when you go to the Squire, how many dollar bills are you laying down? What's the budget?
I'm paying
pretty regular.
I ain't paying for any of that crap, guys.
He said he ain't paying for chicks, boy.
You don't get Swedish massages? You don't get Swedish massages like the Beeb? You don't get Swedish massages like the Beeb every once in a while?
No. I haven't done that. Nope.
Honey, so you're honey dip free right now. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't think he's saying that. I don't think he's saying that, Beeb. I think you're saying that.
Eric,
are you on Tinder, Rob? Did you swipe? Do you swipe right for any of these chicks?
No.
You on any dating apps right now?
No, I'm not. It's cost too much money to be on that stuff, man.
We can have a chick over your house in about a half hour, dude.
Want me to send,
Just say the word. Just say the word, man.
Mia
Miley's still doing those things. Want me to send her over there?
Give me a break.
Who's that one chick, Asia Carrera? I can have her over there.
Give me a break.
Old and through, son. Old and through, son.
Stop with her, please. She's
old
a beautiful woman. She's the best.
And what?
Please. Very charming woman.
I'll say. All right, Robert, we're going to get going here.
Okay, see ya.
937, you're live.
Hey, I'm calling you from inside the Squire.
Inside the Squire, love
inside
it.
Inside the Squire.
What's up, guys? I'm just playing.
What's happening, man?
I think not much, guys. What's up, Joe? It's Sly, man. How you guys been?
Good.
How you doing, Robin?
Yep. I was going to say, I think the best team, Olympic team, was 84 because you had Whitaker, you had the best amateur of all time, Mark Breland. There was a lot of really, really good people in the 1984 Olympics. So I got to run with that.
A lot of those guys went on to win titles, too. That's right. A lot of those guys went on to win titles.
The 76 was good, too. Don't get me wrong, but it was a lot more diamonds in the rough, I think. But 84 was just...
What year were you born, Sly? What year were you born?
Oh, man. You got exposed 1987.
87.
Yeah,
these are still in high school.
All these
kids in high school.
Dude,
your vote doesn't even count now, dude. 87.
He
didn't even see either one of them.
Everyone on that 84 team.
We gotta throw that vote out, Beeb.
Everyone on that 84 team did become a world champion, though.
Yeah.
Not everyone on the 76 team did become a world champion.
I was going to say, though, that my grandpa was he was really good friends with Yoel Judah. And so I grew up, I never boxed. I wrestled in high school and do jiu-jitsu. But my grandpa was good friends with Yoel Judah when he did AKA and K1 and stuff. And obviously we got to meet Zab and stuff. And he told me all the time, 84 was the best Olympics ever. And I remember... He always told me, and I actually have heard a few of them guys talk about it. One of the reasons, though, that the 84 was so good was because the government was actually investing a lot of money into the amateur boxing program. They just don't do that anymore.
No, they don't do that at all.
Yeah. They used to. They were doing it after. I can't remember what the catalyst was. I know Sugar Ray Leonard helped a lot. Like, when he was at the height of his popularity and then the Olympics stuff was happening, but he said that they don't invest the way that they used to because there's just too much corruption in boxing now. But, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to have something good and be good in something, you got to take the risk and invest in it and roll the dice. Just like fans, everybody else. That's why I got so much respect for European fans and British fans, because they'll actually spend the money for the pay-per-view and they'll show up to the shows. They cause a lot of trouble at the shows, but they'll show up. But I'll leave it at that,
guys.
Furia Usyk. Oh, man, come on.
What do you got, Furia Usyk?
I'm a big Fury fan. I'm actually wearing my Fury t-shirt right now. But, I got Fury. Usyk, man, he's pound for pound. He's fantastic. Undisputed cruiserweight. He's gold medalist, heavyweight champion, unified. But I just think that even though I still feel that Usyk won 8-4 against Joshua in the second fight, I just don't think he's not going to be able to play that game with Fury. Fury's too smart. Ring IQ's too high. Jab's too good. He's not going to – like, Joshua in a lot – you know, he did well in the rematch. He did a lot better than he did the first fight. But I just think Fury, he's too damn good, and he's too big. Like, he's going to just – he's going to gas him out. He'll get him tired and put him away.
I agree. I got two. I got two types of Fury T-shirts, not one.
All right.
All right, man, whatever. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. See you tomorrow,
All right, have a good day
Joe.
At school tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good day and, as a junior in school tomorrow. All right.
He's a military guy, too, like the beef.
Is he?
I bet.
Can he order a beer?
Yeah, he's young. He's not.
He can't order a beer, though?
Yes, he can.
He can't even drink, man. He can't even drink.
He's disrespectful. Please.
I didn't say nothing, man. I'm just saying. You know? Yeah, wait a minute.
Coach C back on the line.
Coach C. I destroyed Coach C, son. He ain't even shown his face around here. And you know what? I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to show my face around here after that beating.
Don't gas yourself up, please.
What's the matter with you? The Cuba boycott the 84 Olympics here.
Yeah, I think the Russians and the Cubans, they weren't there. I don't think either one of them was there.
Soviet Union, East Germany, and Cuba retaliated for the U.S.-led boycott in Moscow. Yeah, so they – yeah, so look, man, I mean
– it's very skewed. 76
that's
every
a
one of them.
Tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one now.
Yeah,
because
that's why I say the 76.
Yeah, I tell you what, because, you know, not having those guys in there, that's a big deal. And
that's a big difference.
And it also – like I said, I remember the U.S. in 84 took all the medals. I mean, without those countries in, they swept everything, man.
They had 9 gold medals, bro.
Even darts. They wanted darts. I mean, they got gold medals.
Yeah.
They swept it. You know, it was crazy.
There should be an asterisk next to the 1984 Olympics.
Oh, that's kind of harsh. That's kind of harsh.
I'm
though.
Sorry to say.
That's a little harsh. I mean,
a little realistic. A little realistic.
I mean, you get really soft.
You want to keep giving people
I'm
passes.
I'm just saying,
that's
a little harsh.
You love that AJ took the belts and chucked them in the third row. You were laughing. You give these guys a
I
pass.
Was laughing.
You
I
gotta
just,
give
first
people,
of all, he just dropped the belts over the row. It wasn't like he
no,
chucked
he
them out.
No, he chucked them in there.
Nah,
like,
he didn't
like,
chuck. They didn't go any kind of distance. I'm not like shot put them out there. I'm just saying, you know, wasn't like he shot put them out there. It was just kind of like a drop.
You give Teofimo Lopez's dad a break. I mean, you give me your. I mean,
where's his
tough
father?
Love? Where's the tough love?
I mean, it's his father. I mean, come on.
I'm tired of you softening the fall for these guys.
What's
really
the matter
is.
With you?
Please.
What's the matter with you? Jesse Reakin says KSI is going to get beat up by Jake Paul.
Yeah,
KSI. What did he do last night? He was like that pay per view was $10,
guys.
And he fought two guys. Yeah. And I don't know where he found him, maybe off YouTube or something like that. But
two YouTubers or something.
Yeah. Real tough
one guy
I guess.
One guy was supposedly a pro boxer, but he was.
Is that the one that got, they both got stopped, didn't they?
Yeah, they both got
stopped. Yeah, pro boxer, okay.
At least he could say he did something Jake Paul's never done, but a real pro boxer.
First of all, Jake Paul's from Ohio. I think you ought to show him a little bit more respect than you're doing now. Second of all, Jake Paul has beat a former UFC champion, son. Out cold, by the way. It wasn't even close. It was like he was out cold. He was out before he hit the floor. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I think Jake
Anywho,
Paul beat KSI.
What's that?
I think Jake Paul beats KSI, too.
Oh, yeah. I think Paul was going to beat Haseem Rahman.
What about Andrew Tate? What do you think Andrew Tate would do against Jake Paul?
I think he'd lose.
He's a top G, though.
Can he fight, though?
Former kickboxing champion. That doesn't count?
Is he? Andrew Tate is?
Was.
I didn't know that.
You know what someone said at the post-fight press conference yesterday?
Uh-uh.
They go, everyone that was a kickboxer was a former champion. You ever notice that? Everyone that was a kickboxer, oh, yeah, I'm a former kickboxing champion. Like, because it's like... So many kickboxing leagues and stuff, like, well, yeah, the PKA and the ISKA.
Yeah. They had a bunch of them, yeah.
It's possible to not be a kickboxing champion.
Oh, stop. They had to have some talent in there, man. Come on. You can't just go in there and be a champion.
Sorry. I'm gonna tell
you. Come on. What's the matter with you? Street Fighter is greater than Mortal Kombat. Ah, that's cool.
I like Mortal Kombat better.
Mortal Kombat so much
better. Kombat's way better.
Come on, Mortal Kombat, baby. Right there.
Liu Kang? Come on, man. Liu Kang would destroy any one of those Street Fighters right there.
And what about what about Sub-Zero? The one who rips his throat out? Come on.
Yeah, what about Raiden? Raiden. What about Scorpion? Get over here!
Yeah, he grabs you and pulls you over.
Get over here!
Who was it? Liu Kang was the one that pulled your heart out and showed it to you before you died? Remember that?
Liu Kang turned into a dragon and he like fucking put the fire on you.
Oh, yeah. I remember the
Liu Kang would destroy you.
Who was the one
dude
that...
All Ryu has is that weak little fireball.
Yeah,
Liu Kang's
on,
got
Liu Kang's
way
got,
better stuff.
Come on, son. Yeah, Liu Kang
is way better move.
Liu Kang was like Bruce Lee in the game, son. Liu Kang was the man.
Liu Kang was the best. Come on.
All right, let's talk about news and rumors here. Haseem Rahman Jr., speaking of him, he's back in the mix. On the KSI fight last night, it was announced that Haseem Rahman Jr. will face Vitor Belfort on his own pay-per-view October 15th in the U.K., tell you what, can't wait to not watch that one, man. Hopefully, Rockman can make weight for that one. Belfort, incidentally, is the one that knocked out Evander Holyfield last time. So that guy can hit. That guy can hit, man.
They get revenge, man. That was unacceptable, knocking out Evander Holyfield like that. It was an exhibition. Remember that?
What are you doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition.
Remember that, Rocky IV? That Rocky Four and the guy getting like.
That's right, it was Rocky Four because that was the Drago one, or was it?
Drago
yeah,
one, remember
T,
that?
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, because T was three and then Drago was four, right?
Yeah. Remember that? Like after the first round when Apollo like goes back to the
corner. Supposed to be an exhibition.
Oh, buddy, don't you stop this? Don't you stop this fight? And then what's the guy's name there?
Duke, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, Duke. He goes,
what are you guys doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition.
That was great, man.
Drago was so good. Drago was really good.
He dies. He dies.
Dies. Dies. He was so good. Nayoa Inoue versus Paul Butler for the Undisputed Championship on December 13th. This fight is going to take place in Japan, Beeb. I thought this fight was going to take place in England, honestly, but listen, he's the big stick in Japan. He's the draw. He sells out big places over there. He's a sellout. He's a draw. I get you. Yeah, I get you. I mean, I like Inoue a lot. I like Inoue a lot. I think he beats Butler. I don't know how. I mean, I think it's a good fight, though. You think it's a good fight? Wow, look at you just taking a dump on the Undisputed Championship.
I just don't think it's going to be competitive, though, Eric. I have a hard time seeing Butler making this fight competitive.
Wow. That's rough.
I have a hard time.
That's rough. That's rough and disrespectful. Sly Tendencies, thank you so much. You became a YouTube member. Love it, guys. You have to become a member, guys. Become a member. How many likes we got, Babe? How many likes we got? Huh?
Only 26. And we got.
I
got to
shame you guys into likes now.
Just hit the like button.
Just hit the like button. I'm not asking you to work in a coal mine. Just hit the like button. Come on.
Please, it's very easy.
Yeah, I don't, you know, we're not asking you to do anything. We're not asking, just hit the like button.
I think by hitting the like button, you like burn like a tenth of a calorie. It's not that much of an exertion to hit the like button.
That's true, and it counts on your, if you got an iWatch, it'll keep track of all that for you. So, yeah. I mean, you're almost to your move goal now. Just go ahead and hit that, you'll be another step toward your move goal.
That's right. Hit the like button six times, burn six calories.
Oh, that's why you're the Beeb, you know what I mean? That's why you're there.
Right.
Love it. Love it. After the fight, Lomachenko is, let me see, Aram is looking to make Lomachenko versus Haney or Kambosos. All right, once Haney and Kambosos fight, they're going to make Loma's going to fight the next guy, I guess, the following year, I guess in 2023. That should be good. I think Haney and Lomachenko is a good fight.
Who do you think wins, Haney or Lomachenko?
Haney. Like Haney's the best fighter on the planet right now. Hey, I think Haney is the next.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Haney, to me, is the next, like, Mayweather type of fighter.
What do you
now, whether he's going to be as popular as Mayweather or De La Hoya or whatever, I don't know. But he's that guy.
What are your thoughts on Haney telling Ring Magazine to take their belt back because he's not on the pound for pound list and Lomachenko is?
Yeah, I like it. I don't know why Haney's not on the pound for pound list. I don't know why Lomachenko, you know what I mean?
Lomachenko doesn't have a title.
Yeah.
And he lost to Teofimo Lopez, who lost to George Kampotos, who Devin Haney beat.
Yeah.
So the argument can be made, well, Devin Haney has one big win. Lomachenko has several big wins, and Lomachenko has been a champion in multiple weight classes, but Lomachenko is currently not a champion right now. So,
yeah, I don't know how they can have him rated above Haney, to be honest with you. I don't know.
I'm a little confused with that.
Little Penny says it's Shakur that's the next Mayweather. Listen, we talked about this before, man. Yeah, that's another possibility, too. Shakur is very good. Shakur is very good. Let's just hope Shakur stays out of trouble. You know?
And Shakur's going to be coming up to 135, too. But Shakur's going to constantly be chasing Haney, because by the time Shakur comes up to 135, Haney's going to be at 140.
Going up. Yeah, Haney will go up to welterweight. Haney will be able to go up to welterweight. I think he's
big. How many more fights do you think Haney has at 135? Do you think he should just fight Lomachenko and then after that move up?
I think so because, I mean, you know, go ahead and try to get Tank Davis, Ryan Garcia, any one of those. They're not fighting him. They're going to talk like they're going to fight him. They're not going to fight him. Fly tendencies, that's a fact. All right, there you go. That's a fact. So everybody, if you're thinking about joining and you haven't joined yet, Sly Tendencies, he's 100% accurate on this. This is very true. So hey, sign it up, buddy.
Sign it up, guy.
Josh Taylor, B, what's going on with Josh Taylor? Has vacated most of his belts. He's vacated the WBC, the WBA, and the IBF. He only has a WBO belt now. And now he's vacated him. You know why he's vacating him? Because he's in talks for a November 26th rematch against Jack Catterall. He has dumped all the belts to fight Catterall again.
Yeah,
he wants him bad.
He's got unfinished business. He's got to clear up the controversial victory that he had. I had it 113 and 112 for Catterall. I got to be honest. I didn't understand.
I think I had Josh Taylor in that fight. I think
you had him up.
I had him way up. I didn't think it was that difficult of a, you know, I had to tailor up.
Okay,
easy.
Fair enough. Ward had him up too.
Yeah.
I thought Catterall won, but I don't understand I don't understand the outcry. It was a close fight. You can make an argument for either guy. I never understood the backlash. But the whole UK fan base was just like, oh, this was disgraceful, it was a robbery. I just didn't think that it was that clear cut. I mean, Catterall faded at the end, I thought. I thought he got off to a great start.
Yeah.
He banked a lot of early rounds, but he didn't finish strong. And I think he let Josh Taylor back in the fight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I had Josh Taylor winning that fight fairly easy. I think I might have it at 117. You know, I think I had
it.
I had it wide. I had it like 9-3 or something like that.
Yeah, I had it close.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, him fighting this guy, he, you know, this is one of those things where he wants this fight bad, man. This is the thing, man.
It's because of all the pressure he's getting from the public.
Yeah. Sly Tendencies, thank you so much. He said Stallone almost died against Dolph Lundgren. He said he hit him in the chest and put Stallone in the hospital for 3 weeks. And he also says Haney beats Loma comfortably, in my opinion. Yeah, I heard that story where he did. He injured him, and he hurt him bad. I mean, it was
like the mountain. Like what the mountain did to Tio when he broke his esophagus.
He broke his esophagus.
very similar series of events.
Remember when Tyson, he was like, I broke my back. And he was
spinal.
Like, what do you mean? He was like, spinal. What? What are you talking about?
Jim Gray was like that. He's got like the funniest fucking.
I hate
Jim. Oh, he's one of the worst. He's horrible. He's so disrespectful.
He really is.
He's such an ass.
No. What about Kriegel? Kriegel's disrespectful, too. Isn't he the one who told Adrian Broner you didn't beat anybody for the titles? Like Kriegel's ever fought in his life?
Oh, God.
Yeah, Kriegel's a moron, too.
Teddy Atlas is like, oh, I got fired from ESPN for telling the truth.
Well, he did. That's true stuff right there.
Come on.
Teddy Atlas is the GOAT, son. Teddy Atlas, son. Don't you dare come on and disrespect Teddy Atlas. Stop it.
The guy's the worst. Come on,
man. If by worst you mean the best, I agree.
He's a disgrace.
No.
How did you have the Pacquiao Jeff Horn fight? You remember?
I think I had Pacquiao winning that fight. Yeah, I think I had Pacquiao.
Was it a clear victory for Pacquiao, or did you think
it was a clear? Yeah, I thought it was a clear victory.
I had the fight a draw.
Nah, I think that was a clear win. Just like that first Bradley fight was a clear win.
I had Bradley win in the first fight, 115-130.
That's because you bet on him. That's because you bet on Bradley, son. Your scorecard was skewed. You can't even take that. That's like Sly coming in and telling me the 84 and the 76. He's like 84. He wasn't even born then. How do you know?
That is defamation of character. Right,
defamation
there.
Of character.
I take off.
You think that. Sugar Ray won that fight against Hagler? Stop it.
He did.
No, he didn't. Stop.
Set the rules to fight.
Stop it. Stop
Please.
It. You're embarrassing yourself.
Please.
Stop it. Big George Foreman Beebe in trouble with the law. He's about to get me too'd, son.
Cut it out. Definitely.
He's about to get me too'd, son. Johnny Depp can't even help him right now. He's going to have to get Johnny Depp's lawyer, son. That one chick, that Spanish chick, he's going to have to get her. She's all right, man. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. She can defend me, you know what I'm saying?
We like her.
Yeah. Yeah, she helps us out. You know what I'm saying?
Put her on the legal team.
The legal team at Beebe Towers.
Beebe Industries,
Beebe Industries legal team.
Put her on there. Lois, call her up, please.
ESPN is reporting that two women who said former heavyweight champion George Foreman sexually abused them in the 70s have filed lawsuits in L.A. Both women, now in their 60s, said they first met Foreman as children, all right? So Denise and Gwen, now these aren't their real names. They changed their names to protect them. But Denise said that in her lawsuit, Foreman groomed her when she was 8 and had sex with her when she was 15 in some San Francisco hotel room. Gwen, who's a Nevada resident, said she met Foreman when she was 9, and then he sexually abused her and raped her when she was 15 and 16 years old, including at an apartment in Beverly Hills. And this is crazy because she said Foreman told her that her father would lose his job as a boxing advisor if he didn't comply. Foreman said the allegations are false and baseless. He said, quote, over the past 6 months, two women have been trying to extort millions of dollars each from me and my family. His statement said, I don't pick fights, but I don't run from them either. There you go. There you go. That's crazy, man. George. I don't know, man. Like, I can't, like, you know, I can't picture George doing this. But, you know, listen, man, I mean, hey, I mean, anybody can do any, you never know. I mean, you only see the persona they put out. You don't really see their real person. You know what I mean? Whether he did that or not, I don't know. If he did, it's awful, and he should do, you know, he should pay some consequences for that. But, yeah, it's tough, man, because those girls, yes, they're saying it happened when they were like 15. Now they're like 60. You wonder why they're coming out now, but. I mean, listen, there's no statute of limitations on it.
Yeah, it's a little questionable in my opinion, but we'll let the courts figure it out.
Yeah, let them figure it out, man. But
we don't want to get canceled. We already got a lot of emails weekly.
Well, I don't want to get your way because I talked about that kid, you know, and the dog. I mean, the Bridgerweight thing. I mean, I'm just saying.
I was going to wait till after the show, but we already got about 6 emails because of that.
6 emails?
Just letting you know.
Come on, man.
Well, the, you know, human resources will take care of it for you like we always do. We always got to bail you out. But
You're always bailing me out. You know what I'm saying?
We're always bailing you out, man.
Right. Exactly.
PR team over here is always.
PR team.
We're always trying to keep things the way they're supposed to be, but. You're making it hard for us.
I'm a liability at this point. All right, guys, before I get in any more trouble, that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1. Our YouTube channel is at ringsidereporterlive.com. And you can find me on Twitter at ringside73. And we will catch you guys next week.